I'm John Batchelor with my good friend Gene Marks, a small business columnist watching carefully the American economy here in the turmoil of the wars and in the unknowns of the tariffs and in the unusual decision-making in the White House. At the same time, we have some facts. One of them is that the Republicans are associated with deregulation. Gene, how are they doing?
Well, so there's a double-edged sword here. So for starters, there really hasn't been a whole lot of new regulations from the federal government, particularly that affect businesses like, from the Department of Labor, the EEOC, the NLRB. They've all been sort of defanged. And then, of course, the EPA and other, agriculture department, a lot of regulations there have been rolled back. So there is that, which is good news. But on the federal side, I do want to be clear, like, these agencies are still pretty darn active. I mean, if you go to the EEOC's newsroom, there's just dozens and dozens of lawsuits that they're filing against discrimination claims, around for companies all around the country. I mean, they are very active, the EEOC. Now, these discrimination claims, by the way, they're trying to back up, people being sort of reverse discriminated, So it's not like the minority employee not getting the job. It's almost like we're suing this company, the EEOC, is because it's the non-minority employee that didn't get the job. And, that person's being discriminated. So it's kind of like the tables have been turned, but there's a lot of activity there. Department of Labor, same thing. I mean, if you look at their newsroom, they have all sorts of wage lawsuits filed against employers. My point is, from the federal side, is I'm not seeing many new regulations. I've seen rollback of the Biden era regulations. I've seen the EEOC issue new regulations on DEI. But for the most part, it's these agencies are very active still in going after companies on existing regulations. So that's happening right now. They're not holding back. Whatever new regulations are not happening, the states are picking up the ball. So we now have, dozens and dozens of states around the country, John, have pay transparency laws that the federal government doesn't have, minimum wages higher than the federal government, laws for mandated time off, laws higher overtime wages than what the federal government has. So where there's been no movement on employee-related, workplace-related regulations now under the Trump administration, I'm seeing a lot of the states pick up the ball and do that, both blue and red states as well. So I guess my takeaway is, like, yep, it's sort of a pro-business government in Washington, and yep, there are no major regulations coming. That's a good sign, but the states are active with their regulations, and if you're running a business with employees that are outside of your state, remote workers or salespeople or operations, that you better have a good attorney or payroll advisor to make sure that you're in compliance with all of these rules, because it's complicated.
The minimum wage mania of several years ago now comes to some facts are coming in. And Gene's looking at California, which was a minimum wage raised to $20 an hour. The presumption was before this will cost jobs. Is it backed up by the facts, Gene?
Yeah, it is. I mean, and you love this stuff, John, because I know I don't think you're a big fan of the minimum wage either. And raising it, raising the minimum wage, whether you like it or not, there's a level that's sustainable and acceptable in an economic environment. California bumped up their minimum wage in the fast food industry to $20 an hour. It's going on a couple of years now. So there's been like a big study that went in and looked at this. And this is the National Bureau of Economic Research. Just published a new study in it. And what did they find? Big surprise. Employment in the sector declined by almost 3% compared to everywhere else. Because they translated that this increase in the minimum wage turned into a loss of 18,000 jobs in the fast food sector. Now, is it all related to that increase in the minimum wage? I believe most of it is. I think that a lot of fast food restaurants either cut back on employees, put in more self-service or technology to get the job done, or simply closed up shop. And some companies are moving out of the state. So, I get it. If you want to raise the minimum wage, the federal minimum wage is pretty low. It's $7.25 an hour. But knee-jerk increase in the minimum wage can really have an impact, a negative impact on employment. And I hope that the people running New York City are listening, because New York City is considering significantly higher minimum wages that I think is going to cause employers to either shut up shop or just, you know, just get rid of employees, replace them with tech. I think that's what we're going to see people do.
Gene has a column in Forbes I highly recommend. This is about switching AI from ChatGPT, which is first on the in the marketplace, to Claude. Now, Claude is making a lot of noise right now because it has a program that it does not intend to release until something else happens, because it identifies weaknesses in our algorithms, sometimes called zero days, that we never knew about. And that could mean cracking through all of the security around the world. That's Claude. But that's not the Claude for that Gene's recommending you switch to. There is the ordinary walking around Claudette Claude. And Gene, switching. That's almost like switching the make of cars you and your dad buy. We have a minute. Why do it? We have 1 minute.
I'm sorry. I've become very loyal to ChatGPT, and you're very loyal to Claudette.
Right.
So making that switch is a big move. But you know what? We're going to be faced with these choices, John, over the next year or two, because these systems are going to start going in different directions and having pros and cons depending on what you want to get out of them. So in the last 20 seconds that I have, there is a really great piece on PCMag.com by a tech writer called Ruben Cercelli. And he has written a whole piece on, if you do want to switch to Claude from ChatGPT, he takes you step by step what to do. And it's a really good piece, and I recommend checking it out.
And I'm not switching. Are you switching, Gene?
No, not yet. Not yet. I mean, I'm kind of playing around with some of the other, you know, platforms. I like Grok, but I like ChatGPT so far. I don't know what it would take to get me to switch, John. I don't know what it would take to get you to switch.
I'll discuss this with Claudette later this weekend. Gene Marks, small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK edition, US edition, and most importantly, the Philadelphia Phillies paper, the Philadelphia Inquirer, our hometown newspaper. I told Gene, I've switched back to the Phillies. After too many decades with the Yankees, I'm home again.
Good
I'm John Batchelor.